And economic financial consultant Isaac Adongo has welcomed the new directive by the Bank of Ghana to stem the free fall of the cedi. Speaking to Radio Ghana on the impact of the directive on the economy, Mr. Adongo said the rates of dollarization of the Ghanaian economy calls for drastic measures to address it. Mr. Adongo says the laws regulating transactions and foreign exchange must be enforced to inject some sanity into the financial market.
I think the first most important thing is that I believe that these measures are far-reaching enough. Now, they are far-reaching because they are hitting two key areas that have been affecting the depreciation of the cedi. One is the dollarization of the Ghanaian economy. And that is very strange because across the world, you cannot go to the UK, for instance, and use dollars to buy goods and services, or go to the United States and use the pound or the yen to buy goods and services. You must use the legal tender in those countries. And so this is going to make it very difficult for people to transact businesses in Ghana in dollars, and therefore will relieve the pressure on the cedi. So that, to a very large extent, is very important. And you notice that the directives that are making sure that you cannot run a dollar account with checks and be able to draw over the counter. Most of our export earnings from companies that are operating in Ghana and exporting into the international market, the export earnings, most of it do not come back to the country. And therefore, the directive to ensure that within 60 days, you are able to collect all your export earnings back to Ghana in the original currency will help make sure that you have a lot of dollars in the country stemming from our export activities. And that will provide some cushion in terms of the amount of dollars that we can have and in terms of trying to stabilize the cedi. But of most significance is also the fact that you cannot keep dollars in your bank account if you don't need them. And so the banks would automatically be buying those dollars from you and converting your dollars or your any other currencies into cedi. Until such a time that you need them, then they can sell back dollars to you and help you to meet your requirements in terms of financing your trade and in terms of paying loans that are denominated in dollars.
Now, Mr. Adongo, why do we have to wait for the situation to degenerate to this level for these interventions to be rolled out?
I think that, yes, that is a very legitimate question, especially to the extent that some of these notices are actually stemming out of laws that already exist. But our foreign exchange law, it is very clear that when you export, you are required, unless you have a retention agreement, you are required to repatriate those monies into Ghana within 60 days. So that is just an enforcement of an existing law. And the question is, why have we not made sure that these laws are complied with over the years? We have slipped, but the most important thing is that we have found that we already have some of the solutions, and it is about ensuring that they are complied with.
Mr. Adongo also dispelled the notion that the directive will lead to increase in trading on the black market.
And I believe that in the longer term, once we are able to address this issue of stemming the dollarization and making sure that there is liquidity in the system for exchange transactions, we would then be focusing on the other big, which is to ensure that we expand productive capacity and ensure that we're able to generate more and more revenue to stabilize it in the long term.
Now, the other issue has to do with the Forex bureaus and then trading the dollar and then the other major trading currencies on the black market. There's a thriving black market in some of these currencies in this country. How do we deal with that?
I have heard a few people say that this directive would make people go underground and promote the black market. I rather think that this will rather discourage operations on the black market. Why? Because the black market exists because there's appetite to hold the dollar and to trade in dollars. So if we are moving away from trading in dollars in countries by trading with the cedi, which is a legal tender. So what will you be doing with the dollars that you are holding? You basically will have a difficulty transacting business in dollars, because don't forget, the one who is also taking the dollar from you can only deposit the dollar into a dollar account, which will be converted into cedis at the bank. And so you don't have the motivation to try and trade in a currency other than the Ghanaian cedi. And if you begin to engage in black market activities to hold a lot of dollars, the question will be, what will you be doing with those dollars? Don't forget that the law or the notice that is saying that you cannot take more than $10,000, for travel purposes, it's a law that has been existing over the years. You cannot travel out of Ghana or any other place in the world by carrying more than $10,000. Because of money laundering and the desire to check these negative activities, international law doesn't even allow you to carry more than $10,000 per trip.
Isaac Adongo is an economic and financial consultant.
We are also joined on the line by the president of the Ghana Union Traders Association, Guta George Ofori. Hello. What are your views on Bank of Ghana's move to arrest the free fall of the CD?
Well, in the first place, if the Bank of Ghana had bylaws and regulations to regulate the activities of those who are trading in dollars and whatever, we don't have any problem. But our problem is that why now? Because for a long time, this problem should have been curtailed by the Bank of Ghana. But we have sat down all this while for the problem to be hitting us. And so they introducing measures to curtail the dollarization of the economy. We are in support of that. But you see, the issue of they asking banks not to issue checkbooks to prospective customers, and again, not allowing people to cash more than $10,000 of their own money, is where I find myself in a very difficult situation there. So, was that policy of people allowed to take only 10,000, even based on traveling purposes, then one may ask that in terms of transacting businesses, how are you going to get your money that you have lodged in your accounts to transact those businesses? And I am asking questions. The first question has to do that is this policy tied to the Ghanaian businessman, the importer or the trader, or is tied up to the multinationals and the foreigners who have come into the country and are engaged in retail sales? Are they also part of the law that the DOG have come out with? I'm asking this fundamental question because when DOG came out and said that they have injected about $20 million into the economy to as it were support the CD from foreign, I just laughed worried and said that we are just a laughing stock to the international community because one multinational company will change this $20 million in the twinkle of an eye. So let alone for a whole country to have been injected $20 million. To me, it was insignificant.
Mr. Fari.
So yes, madam.
Okay, you can go on.
So for me, if we are talking about regulating by using $10,000 as a base, then one will ask, is it limited to the Ghanaian importer, businessman, or the trader? Or the ministry department and agencies are also part of it? The foreigners who are engaged in retail trade and are exchanging, quite a high number of dollars into their home country are also affected, or is it Ghanaian? And so these are the questions that I want the DOG, the Bank of Ghana, to explain to us, even though in the preparatory stage or in the starting stage, we thought that consultations would have been done amongst the stakeholders, but that is not done.
So in effect, you support the move, but the problem is with the timing.
Come again? Yeah. Not the timing at all. But you see, the issue has to do with why should I be, prevented from taking my own money from the bank? Why? If I had the dollar accounts in a bank and I'm going to take it and you ask me that I have to you have to give me a limit. Why that? And if so, are we encouraging people to come and then save with the banks, or we are rather encouraging people to save the money in India?
What then would you suggest?
Come again?
What then will you suggest be done?
Well, you see, the solution lies with the foreigners, because, when this issue cropped up, people have been saying that, importation is on the ascendancy, importation is ascendancy, and the perception is that it's the Ghanaian who is important. But in other words, the foreigners who are engaged in the retail trade of the economy are those who are bringing in quantum of imports that you cannot imagine. And so that area needs to be checked. Those, the multinationals also, who are also, transferring almost or repatriating almost 100% of their profit into their whole country, also needs to be checked. At least if government will say that, okay, let's retain 20% of their profit in this country for the purpose of expansion and employment, it will also help the economy rather than asking them to repatriate 100% of their profit,
okay,
allowing these retailers to, foreign retailers to, take off all the amount. You see, what is dangerous is that whilst the Chinese importer or the Asian target importers are bringing about 1,000 containers a month, one, the Ghanaian, who the maximum that the Ghanaian can bring is about 5 to 10 containers a month. So if we are talking about 1,000 and then 10, who is rather putting much pressure on the city? It is the same for foreigners. And we have allowed them to come and destroy our economy without cautioning or coming out of any policy that will prevent them from doing that.
All right, Mr. Ofori, that will be all for now. Thank you very much.
You're most welcome.
You heard the president of the Ghana Union Traders Association, Gutta George Ofori.